Development of awareness in meditation allows us to become mindful enough, or conscious enough, to recognize our heart and intentions as we go through the day. We can be aware of the different states of fear, wanting, confusion, jealousy, and anger. We can know when forgiveness, or love, or generosity is connected with our actions. When we know what state is in our heart, we can begin to have a choice about the patterns or conditions we will follow, the kind of karma that we create. Attention to karma shows us how lives are shaped by the intention in the heart. When asked to explain the law of karma in the simplest way, Ruth Denison, a well-known Vipassana teacher, put it this way: karma means you don't get away with nothing. Every day, we are sowing the seeds of karma. There's only one place where we can exercise any influence on karma, and that is in the intention of our actions. In fact, there is only one person's karma that we can change in the whole world, our own. But what we do with our heart affects the whole world. If we can untie the karmic knots in our own heart, because we are all interconnected, we inevitably bring healing for the karma of another. As one ex-prisoner of war said when visiting a fellow survivor, "Have you forgiven those who imprisoned you yet?" The survivor said, "No, I haven't, never." The first veteran said, "Then somehow they still have you in prison, don't they?" The practice of forgiveness is a key to releasing karma from the past. Without forgiveness, you will inevitably repeat the same karmic pattern again and again. Finding forgiveness in your heart can change the pattern. Here is a meditation on forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the greatest gifts of spiritual life. It enables us to be released from the sorrows of the past. Although it can arise spontaneously, it can also be developed. Before you can do forgiveness practice, you must be clear about what forgiveness means. Forgiveness does not in any way justify or condone harmful actions. While you forgive, you may also say, "Never again will I knowingly allow this to happen." You can resolve to sacrifice your own life to prevent further harm. Forgiveness does not mean you have to seek out or speak to those who caused you harm either. You may choose never to see them again. Forgiveness is simply an act of the heart, a movement to let go of the pain, the resentment, the outrage that you have carried as a burden for so long. It is an easing of your own heart and an acknowledgement that no matter how strongly you may condemn and have suffered from the evil deeds of another, you will not put another human being out of your heart. We have all been harmed, just as we have all at times harmed ourselves and others. To practice the formal forgiveness meditation, let yourself sit comfortably, allowing your eyes to close and your body and breath to be natural and easy. Let your body and mind relax. Breathing gently into the area of your heart, let yourself feel all the barriers and holding that you have carried because you have not forgiven, not forgiven yourself, not forgiven others. Let yourself feel the pain of keeping your heart closed. Then, after breathing softly into the heart for some time, begin asking and extending forgiveness, reciting the following words and allowing them to open your forgiving heart. Let the words, images, and feelings grow deeper as you repeat them. Forgiveness from others. There are many ways that I have hurt and harmed others, betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly. Out of my pain, fear, anger, and confusion. Let yourself remember and visualize these many ways you have hurt others. See and feel the pain you have caused out of your own fear and confusion. Feel your own sorrow and regret, and sense that finally you can release this burden and ask for forgiveness. Picture each memory that still burdens your heart, and then one by one repeat, "I ask for your forgiveness. May I be forgiven. I ask for your forgiveness." Then you can continue with forgiveness for yourself. Feel your own precious body and life, and say to yourself, "There are many ways that I have betrayed, harmed, or abandoned myself through thought, word, or deed, knowingly or unknowingly. Let yourself see the ways you have hurt or harmed yourself. Picture them, remember them, visualize them. Feel the sorrow you have carried from all these actions, and sense that you can release these burdens, extending forgiveness for them one by one. Then say to yourself in your heart, "For each of the ways I have hurt myself through action or inaction, out of my fear, pain, and confusion, I now extend a full and heartfelt forgiveness. I forgive myself and offer myself mercy. I forgive myself." Lastly is forgiveness for those who have hurt or harmed you. Say to yourself, "There are many ways I have been wounded and hurt, abused and abandoned by others in thought, word, or deed, knowingly or unknowingly. Let yourself picture them, remember them, visualize these many ways. Feel the sorrow you have carried from this past, and sense that you can release yourself from this burden by extending forgiveness if your heart is ready. Now say to yourself, "In the many ways others have hurt or harm me, out of their fear, pain, confusion, and anger, I see these now. To the extent that I am ready, I offer them forgiveness. I have carried this pain in my heart too long. For this reason, to those who have caused me harm, I offer you my forgiveness. I release you. I forgive you." Let yourself gently repeat these three directions for forgiveness until you can feel a release in your heart. Perhaps for some great pains, you may not feel a release, but only the burden and the anguish or anger you have held. Touch this softly. Be forgiving of yourself in this as well. Forgiveness can never be forced. It cannot be artificial. Simply continue the practice and let the words and images work gradually in their own way. In time, you can make the forgiveness meditation a regular part of your practice, letting go of the past and opening your heart to each new moment with a wise, loving kindness. All of spiritual practice is a matter of relationship to ourselves, to others, to life situations. We can relate with a spirit of wisdom, compassion, and flexibility, or we can meet life with fear, aggression, and delusion. Whether we like it or not, we are always in relationship, always interconnected. The laws that govern wise relationships in politics, marriage, or business are the same as in inner life. Each of these areas requires a capacity for commitment and constancy, for taking the one seat. In each of these relationships, we will encounter the familiar demons and temptations, and again, we will be called upon to name them and dance with our difficulties. Each area will have its cycles, and in each, we must learn to be true to ourselves. To extend our practice, we must learn to consciously bring the spirit of wakefulness and loving kindness to every act. Expanding our spiritual practice is actually a process.